Das Prakash, good afternoon.
Hi, is this Madhu?
Yes.
Hey Madhu, this is Joe with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
I'm with the underwriting department and your file was sent over to us, and I just wanted to do a little quality to control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. You have a few minutes right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm going to confirm a couple pieces of information that you probably already told Peter. So just bear with me real quick. So I have you and Gita as 50-50% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And looks like you started the business about 15 years ago?
Yes.
Nice. Nice little stability there.
Not stability, but, you know, we survived the bad times. That was 8 years back.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, everybody went through a bad time.
Yeah. Of course. You know, it's not always good, you know, owning a business. It's always good and bad, especially in the 08, you know, 09 time. Probably not too good.
It was not good at all.
But you got through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then according to my notes here, you're looking for about 40,000.
Yeah.
10,000 going towards small equipment, and then 20,000 to 30,000 for advertisement marketing.
Yes.
Okay. And then on the equipment side, I know they're all small little pieces of equipment, but who are you looking to purchase that from?
Mainly those are, you know, we just pick it up from these, you know, they have all these auctions and, you know, places where we get a deal. So they all run between $1,000 and $2,000.
Okay.
And then all our processing equipment, they're all old. They're 15 years old. We change that. So that I'm looking, I don't know, anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So all these kind of add up, you know.
And yeah.
So whoever gives us the best deal, you know, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you, are there auctions coming up very soon?
They keep happening all the time.
Okay.
It's just that only when I want to make sure only when we have the funds I can approach them, because these are all things that are done spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's negotiating and bargaining. And
yeah.
So I don't want to, because of, with these kind of things, because ours mostly we are looking at second hand, except for the equipment, you know, for the processing, and then the other ones which we are looking at, the dining hall area, we have about close to 100 seats, and we have some booths. All the five booths need work, so that runs anywhere between $3,000 to $4,000. So that's something that is a set kind of thing which we want.
Okay.
And so
okay.
They all slowly add up, and that's why I didn't fill out the equipment leasing part of it.
Yeah.
And, we pretty much have a good handle on things right now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like since there are going to be auctions and you don't know exactly when or which one you're going to get, working capital is probably the best way to go about the equipment side. Yeah, so that's good. Okay, cool. And then for the marketing side, Peter mentioned that it's because you have like the Apple location opening very soon near you.
Yeah, that one is coming up. You know, it was supposed to open. We are on just a mile away. We are on the same road, and we are maybe the closest place, one of the closest Indian restaurants to them. And they were supposed to open, you know, this year, you know, but things got delayed by another.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they're looking, I think, sometime middle or earlier than middle of next year.
Oh, okay.
So we did try to position ourselves last year. That's why I took a desperate loan, you know,
last year
with OnDeck, which was just a waste, you know, but somehow I just wasted a lot of money on that.
We
are almost done. From $55,000, we are down to all close to
$6,000.
Yeah. Again, today also they've taken, so it's less than
$6,000.
So we wasted, we got stuck with them, and, you know, we just didn't want to disturb it after that. But now I am pretty confident that they will open. Apple will open, you know, next year, middle of next year. They are 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures. They look like they're almost done building it out.
Yeah, they are there. It's just that, I don't want to keep waiting too long until, you know, we had to be prepared. Mainly we had to be prepared and with all those things, at least a month or two or three before they open, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And, that's why I'm just kind of, I mean, I saw your mail coming in the, and then I said, okay, let's just give it a shot. I didn't apply to too many people, but I just thought, let me just see what many offers are there, good offers for us, you know, are there. And we, you know, reduced a lot of, you know, our problems now. We got a much better, you know, grip on things, you know.
Yeah, that's good. So basically last year you thought that they were going to open, so you took out that on-deck loan that you have right now
I got a little ahead of the game, but somehow it's okay. I did put it to good use, not because of anything, a lot of things that we had, and so it was put to good use. But now I have to still position myself better, and I have to make all my the cosmetic changes. Basically, these are all cosmetic changes.
Mm-hmm.
And but slowly they all add up, you know. So I just thought if any good offers are there, I can pick it up, you know, right?
Yeah. So but are you doing any construction? You're not doing any like cosmetic construction or anything like that, right?
No, we don't really need. I mean, in all these kind of paint touch ups, and ours is hardwood floors, and so we got all these.
The little stuff,
You know, the strips, you know, and they survived for a long time. All these strips of them we have, so we had to hire some, you know, handymen and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So all these the small things which we have to be ready when, you know, things start happening. All these kind of add up, and I really, that's why I just kind of put myself on that ballpark figure of 40,000. So if they take away even 5,000 or 6,000, settle these people, you know, I'll still be in a better cash flow area to settle, you know, all our issues and get ready, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's mainly what it is. And marketing part of it, I mean, ours is a brand name. I mean, we don't really spend any money. We haven't spent any money on advertising in the last 15 years because it's a brand name from India.
Oh, I see.
Everybody knows about us. And it's just that we take care of all our regular guests, you know, very well, and we are happy with that.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, I know that we will get busy once Apple does open. So that's one thing. Even if we don't advertise, you know, all Apple has, these people have to do is find out who the nearest Indian restaurant. We'll always pop up, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like on Yelp or something.
Yeah, even though we don't advertise, still I know that we will be getting busier once they do, you know, get completed, you know, in the construction. So that's mainly what it is. And I just, since the letter came, I said, you know, let me just see, you know, what is there in store for us.
Yeah,
and
of course.
That's the reason Peter was nice enough to, you know, give us a little background of, because he told us that he was also in the business long time back, you know, as a server. And so he understands all our situation.
Yeah, yeah,
but
exactly.
It's a very nice place that we have here. You know, it's a very, very well-done place. And if you just look at our website, you know, it's very beautiful. But we just wanted to explore if there are any, you know, possibility for additional funding. And that's all. That's the only reason why
we try.
If there is a good deal that you can give us and go through our material, and you know, it's why not, we can do business.
Exactly. And are you going to hire someone to do the marketing, or is it just more of your own, you're going to do it yourself?
We probably will end up doing our own, because nowadays this takeout business has given us a big chunk, you know. For example, in the last 1 month alone, we did about $5,000 with Uber Eats.
Oh, I see.
They've gotten into this delivery business, you know. And before them, we used to have DoorDash and Yelp and Grubhub, where these people, you know, the IT people, the information, you know, the software people, they cannot get out of their cubicles. And so delivery business really picked up in the last 1 year. And DoorDash was at our best, you know, people to do that. But Uber in the last 1 month has grown, I mean, all close to $5,000, but they take 30% from us. But they have given us so much business, and I'm seeing that really more expanding a little more. And we'll position ourselves by increasing our menu price, you know.
That's good.
Also, and these are the kind of things we want to do it ourselves with my wife, you know, and we kind of try to work with them and try to see how best we could. And all these people charge about $1,000 here, $2,000 there, you know, to get all these additional, what should I say, more in-your-face kind of advertisements, you know. and something which will be there, very visible and always popping up, you know, when
Do you have to pay Uber Eats? Do you have to pay them back like a monthly fee, or is it like per delivery fee, like a percent?
No, we don't pay them anything, but they take 30% from our sales, you know.
Oh, they take 30%. Wow. 30%.
So, for example, $5,000, if you do with them, I mean, they straight away take, what, 30% of
$5,000, $1,500. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money. But the problem is nobody can compete with them. It's just like when Amazon got into the business of transporting stuff, nobody could compete with them, and nobody can compete with Uber because they got drivers everywhere.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, you know, the next Indian restaurant will do it, and then they get their name.
And they chose us, you know, in the pilot study program, you know, they chose us. Before they chose everybody else.
I see.
Among the select few whom they chose, and in Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, and San Jose, just for these three cities, and we are in Santa Clara. So it gave us, you know, a lot of, I mean, this is a great advertisement. I mean, it's not just for the money, the business that we get, but more people get to know about us, the more the merrier. That's what it is.
Yeah, of course. And you know, you try to get your name out there as many as, you know, as to any as many people as possible. Exactly. Yeah. And then gear up to the busy time.
Yeah, and our research kind of, you know, we meet all these people, and our research kind of tells us, I don't know, I mean, we have a new president in town, but at least next 3 to 5 years, nothing much even, you know, is going to happen to the valley, you know. We are very well insulated here. A lot of growth and development here. Whatever happens, you know, in the rest of the world, we are still, you know, going to be fine here in this area.
Yeah.
That basically gives us the confidence of doing, you know, more things, you know.
That's good.
Yep. So, any other questions that you have?
Just a few more. I know you did a few loans with On Deck, like a renewal. It looks like you did one. You did an original one.
First one was $25,000 we took from them.
Yeah.
And they charged us close to 28%. And that was a desperate time, you know, last September. This was like all 15 months back.
This was last year.
Mm-hmm, and then what happened, their program is once you come down to 25 was the loan. So once we came for 12 to 12.5 that we owe them, they said you are eligible for another, you know, renewing the another loan if you want more money. And, at that time we did need it. And so what happened in December 22nd, we did renew for another 45,000, but basically they give us only about 30,000 because they first pay off the remaining of the 12,500. And then they take whatever interest, you know, remains in that. And they gave a little break, but not much. But so then finally when everything got tagged on, the loan was 55,000.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For 1 year. And then we have now finished 90% of that in 1 year. So 50,000 of that we have finished. And in December 22nd, we are done with them. New payment, we are done with them. That's end of the story. That's all. Our relationship has been only for 15 months.
Then
we stuck it out on our own and survived the whole thing. But just because of Apple coming next door to us, that's what got me a little desperate and said, okay, let's find some funds, you know.
And now did you apply with them again to see what they can offer you?
No, I am not going to touch them. I'm done with them. It's not necessary for me at this stage, you know. Unless I get a good, interest, that I can borrow from, I'm not really interested in anything because now we are in a much better playing field, and it's okay, if we don't need them anymore, and I won't be approaching them as much as they harass you for more and more. So many people are now doing it, but I picked up your thing alone. I mean, we don't approach anybody else. And nor do we want to approach anybody else.
You don't want your credit to get, run a 1,000 times anyway. So.
Yeah, we don't want that also. Mm-hmm. And today also we received an email from them and asking, please use us, we are there. I don't respond to them at all, I've told them that they didn't treat me good when I needed the money. Of course, they keep telling us, we gave you the funds when you needed it, but they don't talk about the interest. I've got an MBA in finance, And, so I know what the, that language I know very well. But they didn't give me any break at all in anything. They just wanted to fleece more and more money from us. That was not good. And you know, I'm also a businessman. I've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
In Los Angeles, I had three locations there in Los Angeles, in Cerritos and Santa Monica and Beverly Hills.
So
the same brand name, you know. Now we are not there anymore, but we are here, and you know, it's basically that's all it is. So that's the relationship with them, with OnDeck. I don't intend renewing or applying or anything to do with them. Once my December 22nd payment is done, I am done with them.
Okay, cool. So what I can do is actually, I'm going to look at paying them off for you, so that way you only have one payment, you know, so it's instead of, you know, having a payment with us and having a payment with OnDeck, we just pay them off and you just pay us, basically. That's probably the best way.
That's fine with me, you know, and of course they give a little break. I think we might, we should.
Yeah, they give you like a discount.
Yeah, they give a break of 25% when we tell them we want to pay you off.
The prepayment discount.
25% on whatever the little interest, you know. It's a very small break they give, maybe $200, I think. But I think we should, you know, use it.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, so that's what it is. And that's how they operate.
Sure.
And I'm fine with that, you know.
Only
thing I'll request is you have to give us a good interest rate. You know, that's the main thing.
Right. And I just want to confirm the timeline, because it sounds, you know, after talking to you a little bit, it's not like a very, very pressing need, but if everything is good, then you're ready. If everything is in line, the term, the length, the interest, it's all in line, would you be ready to pull the trigger and start, you know, put the money to use?
Also, I don't mind even a credit line, because I can just use, you know, what I need to use, and then just, you know, strengthen myself as we go by. That also, if you can offer something like that, I mean, a credit line will be ideal.
Yeah, I can see if you qualify for that.
Will be ideal. You know, I know that our history is, in the past, you know, we all got caught in that recession.
Yeah, is that what happened in 2012 with your bankruptcy?
No, we didn't do any. We tried to file for it, but we were not applied. We didn't qualify. Because there was some technical thing, and we did not. So we were denied the bank. So we don't have any bankruptcy filing. We did. I mean, 2008-09, I think it was, we did try. And it was a personal one. It was not for the business.
So under Gita, there is no bankruptcy. Under you, there's actually one back in 2012 with San Jose. Is that a personal?
San Jose, no, we didn't file any bankruptcy with them also. No. Do you show it in your record?
Yeah, I can. I'll have Peter send it over to you. It shows that there shows that there is one that it's been dismissed now, but it was back in June of 2012. So I'll have Peter send that over to you. So you're saying that you tried to do it, but you didn't actually go through with it.
Yeah, but we did not. Okay. Yeah, that got dismissed, and we did not qualify. Basically, it was a technical thing. They said you don't qualify for bankruptcy. That's how it got dismissed. But we have not been in bankruptcy even for a single hour.
I don't know why it's showing up on your thing then. Maybe you need to clear it up with the city and see what happened there.
If you can send it, I'd like to see what that
is. Yeah, sure. I'll have Peter send that over to you.
Great. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, we have not done it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I will look into it and try to clear
it up. Sure, will do. Yeah, it's always good to just check your credit, just make sure everything is good. And then just one last question. With Bank of the West, do you currently have any loans with them?
We don't have any loans.
No. Okay. Do you have like a line of credit or anything else?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
Nothing with them. So we don't have anything to do with them.
Sure.
I mean,
okay.
In the sense that they maintain our account, and I know them well. I know her for 15 years, so that's the relationship with them. And that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So it's so I have everything I need right now to move your file along.
Okay.
So we should have preliminary numbers for you to look at probably late tomorrow, maybe around the same time. If not, it'll be the day after that on Friday, I believe.
No problem.
So I'm going to, so within the next 2 days, either myself or another underwriter in my team will give you a call to go over things, okay?
Yeah, the cell number will be ideal, Joyce, to call
the cell
me.
Number. Okay.
The cell and is ideal.
Is
in a restaurant, I'm always, in and out. And
Is the cell number 408-246-8292?
That's the restaurant.
That's the restaurant. Okay.
I'm
Let me write down your cell phone then. What is your cell phone?
It's 669.
Okay.
255.
Okay.
7073.
7076?
Yeah, no, 7073.
Three. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
669-255-7073, and I think I've left a message also in your maybe in the voice.
Oh right, I thought I guess I just clicked on your file and it's dialed from there instead of the cell phone.
No problem. So that's all it is, and I'll wait. And in the meanwhile, if you could just ask Peter to send me the bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy, so you can take a peek at it.
I can pick it up and see what it is. You know, at least to know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's a mistake, it's good to get it cleared up. If not, it does show that you had a previous bankruptcy.
Right. We've never had it even for an hour, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Let me look it up and pick it up with them. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good. All right, no problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.